This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It's NBA All-Star Weekend in Houston, and after the exhibitions, the pomp, the circumstance, and so on, teams will resume their quest to dethrone the defending champions, the Miami Heat. Joining me now is Chris Ballard, who covers the NBA for Sports Illustrated. Chris, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
The San Antonio Spurs, under head coach Greg Popovich, have more wins this season than anybody else in the NBA. The last time the Spurs won fewer than 50 games was 98-99, when they only played 50 games, because there was a lockout that season. But San Antonio hasn't reached the NBA Finals since 2007. Are they too old to get over the top?
It's tough. I mean, you look at that team and you look at what Pop has done. The system works, obviously. Pop's never been afraid to take a small-term loss for a bigger-term gain down the road. And what he did last year is he played Kawhi Leonard, their wingman, extended minutes for a guy that age. And it didn't always work out for the best last year, but what that's meant is that this season, Kawhi has become a much better player. And what they see is when it comes down to the playoffs, they need a wing defender. They see, okay, Kawhi Leonard can now guard those guys the way that Steven Jackson used to. I think Tim Duncan sort of hit a fountain of youth here. Ginobili needs to be healthy. If it all clicks right, I think they've got a shot.
Nipping at San Antonio's Spurs, so to speak, in the Western Conference standings are the LA Clippers and Oklahoma City Thunder. Both of those teams are young, and they still have something to prove. Which one do you expect more from down the stretch?
The Thunder, with no question. You know, the experience they've had now, it's that very classic advance one level in the playoffs, come back the next year, advance one more. Durant is otherworldly. I don't think we've seen a guy with his height and length who plays like that ever. The Clippers are just, they're still figuring it out. You know, Chris Paul is a transcendent player, but I don't think Blake Griffin is necessarily ready to lead a team in the playoffs yet.
LeBron James comes into the All-Star break having scored 30 or more points in 7 straight games for Miami. However, on Thursday night, James' shooting percentage dipped below 60% for the first time during that streak. So, safe to say that the Heat are now in full panic mode?
Yeah, it's a slump, right, Bill?
This obviously is the defending champions. They look very strong.
If there's a weakness, it's lack of big men. But LeBron is so strong that you figure if they really need it, he could probably guard opposing centers. But, you know, this is a team with a history of injuries. Come the playoffs, if Wade gets hurt again, if Bosch gets hurt, it's still an awfully short bench they've got.
Finally, the Boston Celtics have lost all-star point guard Rajon Rondo. They've lost backup guard Leandro Barbosa, rookie forward Jared Sullinger, all these guys to injuries. Not exactly the typical formula for going 8-2 heading into the all-star break, is it?
No, but I love Paul Pierce. He reminds me of that guy in the pickup game who gets saddled with, like, 4 guys, 2 of whom are over 50 years old, and he's like, let's just do this, guys, and he still ends up winning the game. You can see he loves this. He's out there. He's enjoying the chance to say, okay, let's do this. You know, me and KG. Now, you know, I don't know if Pierce can keep this up, if his body can keep it up, but I love watching guys like that.
Chris Ballard writes about the NBA for Sports Illustrated, and his latest book is called One Shot at Forever. Chris, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.